Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Thanks again, Barbecue Guy. It's been a pleasure having you.
I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. You know, you're a good kid. You're a good sport. You do the best you can. I understand. What am I going to tell you? We'll see. Here we are. We're back. Everything Old is New Again. This week, Douglas Viviani and that David Cohen character. They're both out of town, believe it or not. So Barbecue Guy's here. They're currently visiting the Heroes and Villains Fan Fest in the Meadowlands Exposition Center in New Jersey. Anybody know what that is? Come on, give me a break. I got to announce all that. Anyway, since this final show with the Best of Series is on, it's here. We got to go forward with it. They asked me to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay? For some reason, they didn't think that I could do this alone. I don't know why. But we got a guy here to invite. I never met this guy before. Fondue Guy. I don't know. He's going to help me along. Introduce Fondue Guy. What do I say? His name is Fondue Guy. What do you got going on, Fondue Guy?
Hi, Barbecue Guy. Thank you for inviting me. Actually, I'm a friend of David, and he asked me to fill in.
Oh,
for
what
him.
Do you live in New York City? One of those guys there, the highfalutins?
I do live in New York City, yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see already. We're going to get along beautifully. Really nice. I'll tell you what. All right. Well, how you doing? It's welcome to the team here. Let's see what we can do.
I was told to possibly introduce you, Barbecue Guy, into the wonderful world of fondue cooking.
I don't need any introduction. Everybody knows who I am. I've been on the show a couple times. I don't want to hear about the fondue, the cheese. I don't need any of that. Let's talk about Will Ferrell, all right? I like Will Ferrell. I think something's a little different here. You're a little off. What I understand, you like Dan Aykroyd. If you had to compare the two, where do you stand?
I would say Dan Aykroyd is my comedic choice of the two.
Yeah, that's what I figure. All right.
I think his humor. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to expound on his humor.
Well, you could do that in a second. First, I'm going to show you Will Ferrell. He was on the Nerd Show these characters had. We're going to try to do a little best of the final here. I got some clips they want me to play. Let's hear from Will Ferrell on the Nerd Show what he had to say over here.
I believe strongly there will always be a need for us to have a well-articulated innovation policy with emphasis on human resource development. Thank you.
I love it. That's
the way you debate.
His character's always marching to a different beat. Now, Will, if you're listening, call us.
Then he has a great singing voice, too. I love that.
All we are is dust in the wind. You're my boy, Blue!
See, what I love about his movies, though, is he's not afraid to be an individual and be this goof. And later on in the movies, however you want to look at him, whatever character he's playing, there's some redeeming value to them, and you're laughing with him.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Right.
He's had an effect, I think, on having people enjoy the nerd. All right, whatever, the nerds, nerds. You like nerds, I like nerds. What's a nerd? I talk about a nerd. Let's look at it. Where's the dictionary of a nerd? I don't understand that show. I don't know why they did it. I will tell you this. I like the Will Ferrell. I don't know why you don't.
I thought we were going to talk about fondue recipes and barbecue recipes. This sounds more like a clip show. Is that correct?
This is a clip show. We're going to talk about, we'll have a little time to talk about each other and the specialties and all that business. But right now, we're not really getting along too well. We're on different wavelengths. I like to know, for example, why you think Dan Aykroyd's the man.
Well, I think his humor is a little more...
Yeah, it's taking a long time to describe things here. Let's get right to the...
Hi, it's Dan Aykroyd, Chicago sighting, the United aircraft baggage handler who saw the disc punch through the clouds from a baggage handling platform. So I hope that you can look at World Wide Web, MUFONredesign.com.
Well, he's actually helping the Kickstarter campaign for MUFON.
Is MUFON short for something? Or
yes, but I don't have it off the top of my mutual UFO...
UFO action network something.
Yes.
John, you investigate UFOs?
I'm a past president of MUFON, so I but
remember that show? Did you listen to that one?
I did not.
You did? You believe in the UFOs or what?
I'm confused now, Barbecue Guy, because you asked me about Dan Aykroyd's humor.
Dan, he introduced that whole discussion.
He's talking about unidentified flying objects.
Yes,
I believe
that's. You're not into that.
Well, I don't believe in them, if that's what you mean.
All right, strike two. Let's go back to Will Ferrell, my guy, talking about some on the competitive eating show, talking about me.
You think you can do that?
I think I can. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Bring it on.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You want some?
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
I can't help it. That Will Ferrell, he cracks me
Wedding Crashers. That was so funny.
All right, did you guys see The Wedding Crashers? You got close to any of that here?
I've heard of that film.
All right, let me get an idea. There's no sports in your life. You're very technical, and as far as what's concerned, as far as television's concerned, it's got to be that PBS. It's got to be something educational. I got to watch something that's teaching me something 100% of the time. Is that where we're at with you, Fondue Guy?
Yes, NPR I listen to very frequently. I'm an aficionado of the opera and of classical music. It's one of my passions, if you will.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're not going to go too far with this.
But apparently this is a show, a clip show, of two gentlemen who talk about popular culture.
They are. Have you heard the show? This is the question I have for you. How'd you get in on air?
I have not. I'm hoping to be entertained by the clips that you
All right, well, let's see. You got Dan Aykroyd. Again, this is the guy that you like. Okay, he's talking about ghosts this time.
I think he's humorous.
He's a big... We're not talking about humor. The guy, he got involved with the UFOs with John Viviani there, the ufologist on that show. He's now talking about ghosts. He's going to... I don't know where the humor is, but okay, let's see what we got.
Hurry, or you'll be late for your own funeral.
Love it. Vincent Price. I'm
telling you, it was great. You know, those advertisers, they said, do not share the ending with your friends.
Well, because most of your friends were probably sleeping by the time the movie ended.
It was a surprise ending. The surprise was that you were still awake. I think that was probably what it was. Dan Aykroyd, who, of course, is from Saturday Night Live. The question is, does he believe in ghosts?
I do. In fact, almost every house I've owned is haunted.
I love this guy. He's involved with UFOs. He's involved with ghosts.
He's a more famous you, basically, Dan Aykroyd.
At present. I'm coming on strong.
All right, these two guys, this Viviani and Cohen, these guys on the Everything Old is New Again show, I mean, apparently they're into the UFOs, they're into the ghosts, but most importantly, they're into this guy, Dan Aykroyd. I'm not sure why. Do you have any idea?
No, I don't. I find Mr. Cohen to be quite humorous, though.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's in private. I don't know about it on his show. I know you're friends with him at home. He might be funny at a party or something, but I don't know if he's so funny on the show.
He sounds pretty funny to me on the show.
Oh, I haven't heard.
But Mr. Viviani does as well. I'm very open to hearing some more humorous clips.
All right, let's go one more time. We'll go Will Farrell. They talk about Will Farrell. They love this guy.
Will you cue me on the fondue when we get to that
I'll cue you on the fondue. Take a little while. Hang in there. I am a fan of the TV show Land of the Lost.
Yes.
Will Farrell redid that in 2009.
I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world.
The ever politically correct Will Farrell. We were talking about the Stegosaurus had the size of the walnut. And if you look at that movie clip, he was talking about a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Ah.
Whose size was the size of a tennis ball.
Will did not look thoroughly enough at Wikipedia.
Once
apparently.
Again, we've referenced this guy before. He needs to get on this show and needs to have a little discussion with us at Everything Old is New Again to kind of get him on track. He's done a nice job with his comedy, but maybe needs a little
He needs
more
two
grounded.
Mentors, I think.
He does.
That's us. So.
All right, the best they could do is bring us in, the barbecue guy and the fondue guy. They're a long way away from getting Aykroyd and Farrell on this show, that's for sure.
Well, that would be a coup, I think, if they got Mr. Farrell. I think it would be a wonderful addition to their.
Do you have any connections? You got any way you can call this guy?
Oh, certainly not. I do not know.
How would they contact us? Give me an idea. What's the email address for this show? Do you have any idea?
I'll guess that it's old new again at
AOL, of course, because old is new again. They're using that AOL. It's all 20 years old. Everybody's using a Gmail. Everything else. They're using the AOL. All right, so call them on the AOL. Get to it. Well, come on back. Everything old is new again. The barbecue guy.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
You want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Okay, pull the car over. You want to see it?
Okay.
I'll show you.
All right.
What are you doing?
Ah, welcome to Everything Old is New Again. Boo! And that was from the Twilight Zone movie, Dan Aykroyd and Albert Brooks. And Dan Aykroyd actually turns into
monster.
Alien monster that eats Albert Brooks. And here we are. We're back. Boy, that was a surprise. What the heck? Usually they give you some kind of a clue here as to when that clip is over, whatever. All right, so we're back. Once in a while, these guys, they hit it all right. They like the Aykroyd. They like Will Farrell. I understand that. We should move on a little bit. I'm here on Everything Old is New Again, a barbecue guide. These other two characters are gone. They're not here. You know who's with me?
Me, the fondue guy.
The fondue guy. We're a little bit far apart. He likes the wine. I like the beer. So far, we're not doing too well. He likes the which one do you like? Dan Aykroyd? I like the Will Ferrell.
Maybe we'll see eye to eye on something.
It's possible, but I want to play one more little clip because this guy Viviani is on my side with the Will Ferrell side of things.
Steve Martin was actually such a great guest. He always brought something to the table.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this to like a Will Ferrell. Have you seen him ever on interviews in the Tonight Show format? Whenever he's been on any of those shows, he always brings a bit, something
different
to
every
the table.
Time. Yeah.
He doesn't just come on and say, oh, yeah, I'm in the next movie. This is what the movie's about. I mean, oh, my God, is that boring?
Is that a Will Ferrell impersonation?
No, that's not, because he is tremendous. He'll come on and do shtick and do a skit. Right. It's really, I think it's great. Yeah. It might even be better than his movies, because the movies always so good. There you go. There's a discussion. That's the period on the sentence. Will Ferrell's the man.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so there's an argument you love to have. I had to hide the argument, and I finished it. It's very quick, very short, to the sweet, to the point.
I admit defeat.
All right, good. Let me ask you a question. I'm talking about television. We're talking about pop culture. From what I understand, you're the BBC type of guy. You're going to watch this BBC in America kind of stuff. Am I wrong or am I right?
I prefer BBC in America, yes.
You do. What's the show do you like on the BBC America? Give me one.
Well, BBC America, I also, my favorite, actually. If you're asking my favorite.
Yeah, get to it.
No question. Doctor Who.
You know you're on a radio show, right? We got a limited amount of time. Could you get to the point, please? You talk so slow. Holy smokes, let's get to it. Hey, by the way, we had a little fun on this show with Doctor Who. I got to tell you, I've listened to the clips on this one. Listen to this. It's fun.
Listening to Everything Old is New Again. It's lovely.
She says lovely.
She wasn't calling you lovely. You got to get off this thing.
Yeah, I think she was. I really do. I think it just went well with all these people.
Did you fancy that?
I think she fancied me. I don't know. Let's take a look. Am I wrong? Let's listen to what went on here a little behind the scenes. I don't know.
And it's been a pleasure.
You're sweet. Thank you
love
so
to
much.
See you again.
Thank you.
I don't know if you caught. Did you catch that? No?
You're sweet?
She's calling me sweet. You're sweet. I want you to listen to a little of the compliments that we got as we went along.
Oh,
this is
God.
A lot of fun.
All right.
We'll agree on that.
Okay, fair enough.
You're a diplomat.
Paul McGann calling me a diplomat.
You're a diplomat.
Yeah, you're here behind the scenes. And you got this, Colin Small.
I have the pleasure of interviewing and speaking with Mr. Colin Small.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
He says you're brilliant right there.
He didn't say you're brilliant.
And this is my wife says I have a fertile imagination where I insert like meanings to stuff that really doesn't exist.
You? No.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, let's see what this character has to say.
Always. Like same with interviews. You know, we're talking about stuff now that I've never talked about before.
E.G. Chow, you know, complimenting me how we after all these discussions he's had, we're finally asking questions he's never asked.
Why do you feel you need to this recognition about how well you did? That's
I guess
puzzling.
That we could put me on the couch there and see. It might be something.
I'd like to know.
Well, it could be something to do with, you know, going to see Cats and being, if you heard our show on Broadway and hearing the way I was treated thereafter, going to the Dracula movie and thinking I would get some kind of accolade for showing a certain young lady a nice time at that and how that went awry. I think it is kind of a theme there.
Wow, that really affected you, those two events.
Well, for the purposes of the show, they did, yes.
All right, there you go. There's their experience, these characters, with the Doctor Who. What did you think?
Quite uninteresting.
Really? But you find the Doctor Who interesting, but that you don't find interesting?
That is a correct statement. You know, Barbecue Guy, if that is in fact your real name, I have...
It's an alias, obviously. I don't want to be known out in the street to get accosted everywhere I go. I heard you on that show. Can you give me an autograph? I heard you on that show. Can you give me a recipe? I just want to be anonymous.
I have a brilliant speech therapist that can really help with that accent. If you're interested, I can get you his name and number.
Yeah, no thanks. Next discussion, please. Next argument you're going to love to have. I'm going to tell you, you like the Doctor Who. I like the Star Trek. Went to the convention. These guys went to the convention. They had a lot of fun. Then they brought in the Rich Richter and the Michael Wiener, if you remember these two guests. That's right. You never sort of heard the show. But they talked about Star Trek. They had a lot of fun coming back from the convention.
Let's hear you, Richard, describing your experience this year with James Darren.
You know, James...
Well, it's a clip.
James Darren, we spent time with today, and that's thrilling. I mean, he ran with the Rat Pack, and he did those Frankie Avalon movies, he did Time Tunnel, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and he's very fan-friendly.
You see how relaxed he is? You can tell he was in his pajamas when that was going on.
But he's right here. Why are we playing clips? Just ask him the question here.
I almost repeated the whole thing.
But the excitement level, I did the clips because we actually went out of our way to do this while we were at the convention to try to get a point of view. I didn't know we would repeat the word for word the clip. I didn't play the clip for you. Can you tell the difference between the clip and him live?
None.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad we did that. But
no.
Hey, who is James Darren? What are we talking about here?
Didn't you listen to the clip?
Well, I mean, why is that important to you, this guy that did the time machine and blah, blah?
Well,
you know?
Because that's someone that's an old classic actor that he related to me on more than one level, beyond the Star Trek level.
Well, who was he? Just so people like myself.
Weren't you listening to the clip?
James, you listen to the clip?
I was too busy laughing over the clip. Who's...
These two characters with the clips and the clips. In fact, what we just listened to was a clip of a show, and during that show, they would listen to a clip of a show or an interview. So it's sort of like one of those things. You see the mirror, and there's another mirror, and there's another mirror, and there's another. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about? Like
I know. I was actually very interested by that clip.
That interests you?
Yes.
That.
That.
Why did that interest you? I don't understand.
Well.
It
interested me because it was, as you said, a clip of a clip of a clip, which I find fascinating.
So you picture yourself another one of these Orson Welles. He's a big deal to you. Citizen Kane, we're looking in the mirror, walking, painting that whole scene. That's this highfalutin over here.
Well, he was...
Have you been to a ball game? Have you stayed the whole time ever?
You're using vernacular from the 50s now when you say ball game. I'm not sure. Do you mean a sporting event? Yes, I've been to quite a few. I've been to a few cricket matches and... a few football games. Of course, I'm talking about soccer. I think
goodness. This is a lot of misconfusion here. What I'm going to tell you is these guys went to a Star Trek convention. They had a lot of fun. I bet you this is something you and I might agree upon, as opposed to football with the round ball versus the oblong ball.
The old saying is, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I was on a trek to find the best hot chocolate in the country, which is, in my opinion, at the Paris restaurant. After going to the Paris restaurant and ordering the hot chocolate, only to find out they were out of hot chocolate. Certainly, I'm here for the most amazing Star Trek convention that there is probably in the entire world, but the hot chocolate is a nice bonus.
Okay, so let it not be said that these conventioneers do not do things that should not be talked about for various reasons when we get home.
All right, there you go. That's that. Let me ask you a question.
I thought that was pretty risque.
You enjoyed that. That was risque. This is the kind of a hot chocolate thing. You go to Vegas, you would look for hot chocolate in Vegas.
I think that's a bit crazy.
That is a crazy thing.
I enjoyed that. It's adventurous.
What would you do? Do they have fondue in Vegas? What do they got in Vegas?
I have never personally been to Las Vegas, but I imagine there is a melting pot there. I don't know if you've heard of the restaurant.
I never heard of that. What is the melting pot? What does that mean?
Well, it's a restaurant where you sit down and you actually eat fondue.
Okay. Yeah. And? Well, I mean, this is something I'm going to like, the fondue dip. And you got to explain to me what this fondue is.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I think, if you want the actual definition.
In 30 seconds, I would, yeah.
30 seconds might be tough, but let me see what I can do.
Oh, boy, this guy is something else.
Fondue is a Swiss, Italian, and French dish of melted cheese served in a communal pot, heated with a candle or a spirit lamp, or in modern times by gas. There are different kinds of fondue. You can have a cheese fondue, a chocolate fondue. I'm sure you've experienced chocolate fondues before, where you dip your little marshmallow into the...
Yeah, I've heard it. I found it. What do you want me to tell you? It's good. It's good as a novelty. I can't eat it as a staple. You seem to have it as a staple. Dan Aykroyd, Soul Man, Saturday Night Live, 1978. We'll be right back.
There's also fondue bourguignon.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Discuss the UFO phenomenon with Dr. John Viviani, an enthusiast of UFOs, and he's been investigating and reviewing
on-ground investigations.
Exactly. Come on, this is the power of radio. Why is every time I do something like that, everybody laughs?
Is that what the magnifying glass is for?
And the pipe. well, maybe you'll be the Dr. Watson from now on to his Sherlock Holmes.
There you go.
That would be
I'd be happy to do that.
All right, there we go. We're back on Everything Old is New Again. There's is Viviani introducing his rat pack, if you will. His family, sooner or later, makes its way onto this show. We're going to focus on that. His family, his friends, all kind of interviews. He's got the ufologist, Dr. John Viviani. He was on a show a couple of times. A nice little repertoire there. They went back and forth talking about the UFOs. This guy, Dave, didn't believe it exists. I don't know. He might be coming around. What do you think there, Fondue guy?
Well, have you heard of Fondue Bourguignon?
Oh, boy, here we go. What's a Bourguignon? No,
I think you might enjoy
it. Well, the Beaujolais is a little bit of a wine there. I know that.
Well, it's a pot that's filled with oil, and you can take seafood. Are you a seafood lover?
I love the seafood, of course. You can put it on the barbecue. You got a nice little barbecue with the barbecue going. You put the barbecue and shrimp on the barbecue. You got the lobsters on the barbecue. It goes good.
Similar concept. You're heating up the fish, except instead of throwing it like a barbarian onto an open flame, you're putting it into a pot of oil that is sufficiently spiced.
Yeah, you're cooking it. I got you. We're cooking it. Okay, back to the ufologist Viviani.
It's time to approach the question of UFOs again. For we can only hope that if we are being studied by aliens, it is with more thoroughness and care than we have focused on them.
Dr. Viviani, what do you think of that Leonard Nimoy comment?
Yeah, forget the report that just came out. Let's talk about Mr.
Spock. Nimoy. I was waiting for a Star Trek reference to come into here.
We were so into this thing. And then
now you've got 5 minutes to talk about it. Go.
Oh, my goodness. About Nimoy?
No, I just want to say it's time to talk about this seriously and try to figure out, is the government involved in this or not?
Absolutely involved.
All right, the government's absolutely involved in the UFO cover-up. I'm going to tell you that right now. I believe that. This guy, Dr. Viviani, I don't know what kind of a doctor he is, but I'll tell you what, he's right. What do you got to say for yourself over there, the Fondue boy?
Well, I'd love to meet a real alien. I don't believe I ever will, but...
you haven't had a date in a long time, I know that's for sure. Not with this Fondue stuff, I got
Well, I'm typically busy. For instance, last night I made a delicious fondue chinois. I don't know if you're familiar with
that. Words, chinois.
Well, it's French for Chinese, a Chinese fondue. And what you do there, barbecue guy, is you dip your meat, whatever kind of meat you prefer to eat, and I'm sure you prefer to eat it raw.
Give me a nice steak there. Come on, let's go. Get to it. Ribeye.
So at the end of the night, what's interesting about the fondue chinois is that you're putting so many different types of food into the pot that at the end of the meal, people share the remaining broth because it has the ingredients and the flavors.
There with my friend and aficionado of horses and horse owner in the past, and he's been a fan of the track since he's been a kid, John Servitor, an attorney. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'd just like to remind you, Belmont Park.
What did I say?
Belmont Racetrack. It's a park.
Exactly.
And why would you say that? It leads us right into the first portion of this show.
A park has a lot of entertainment other than just the racing.
So when we visited there, we also visited with my brother, Dr. John Viviani, dentist from Long Island, Huntington. He's here as well. John?
Hi. Good to be back.
Okay.
Anyone else here that you want to introduce?
Dr. Viviani, didn't even put a microphone on. He says hello. What kind of a doctor is that? The other guy, this guy's servant, another friend of Viviani. Douglas Viviani, and I'll tell you what, that voice has got a voice for, I can't say. It's a voice for pantomime.
It's a wonderfully rich colloquial voice. I enjoy listening to that.
Oh, boy. This is the barbecue guy and everything old is new again. We're talking to this fondue man. What do you got to say about the fondue again? Now you got something else? Are you holding your hand up here? What
perhaps,
do you want to say?
Perhaps there's a fondue you would like. I mentioned it before. Maybe as a child you've partaked, or, sorry, you've...
I partake.
In a chocolate fondue.
I like the chocolate fondue. I like it. I like it. You got the marshmallows. What else can you do with it?
Well, you can also dip fruit in it.
Yeah?
So you can dip.
You could actually set a race call and know exactly where the horses are.
You could also hear this, which would be a little disturbing. That's John and I losing at the Belmont.
That's enough said about that. I mean, let's go right into his cousin now. He's got his cousin Joe came on the show. Do you feel that the 60s was a good, bad, or moderate time to grow up?
I think it was one of the best times. The 60s.
You were happy you were born when the time you were born.
Yes. The 60s and the 70s, but the 60s mostly. I was growing up. I had a great childhood. It was a simpler time, you know?
Right. And all these assassinations and negative things, you know, did it affect your optimism? I'm trying to say that maybe better way to say it.
It affected me in a way where I think to myself, you know, there's too much hate in the world. These people need to, like, wake up, you know?
Right. What's the biggest takeaway from the 60s for you as you went through life?
The best freedom ever. The best time ever for you to just go out the door, walk down the block. It was a great time.
Cool. We had a great time. Thank you, Joseph, for coming on by.
Anytime. Thank you.
Here we go. Joe Viviani, Greason Show, talking about the 1960s. He examined the 1960s for two shows. Let me ask you a question. When did the fondue start?
Oh, fondue goes back many years.
The 1960s
years.
About, huh?
You're actually interested in this subject?
Well,
I can expound
it's
on
the 1960s. That's all I can say.
I can certainly expound it.
To play a character that's in a pirate movie that's a female that's not the damsel in distress but someone in control.
It feels great.
Completely different than what we've seen, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously why I was initially attracted to this role. And, you know, playing someone who, a female character who is a rebel and a trailblazer and someone who is not subservient in any way to any man is just a dream. I felt like I hit the jackpot.
So she hit the jackpot. I did, too, getting an opportunity to speak with Eleanor.
You get so nervous around pretty women, you know?
You hear the laugh.
She's a little like Ed McMahon.
You are correct, man.
Well, the interview was longer than that. We were having some fun, and I was joking around with her a little
bit. Uh-huh.
And,
I'm sure you were having
so
fun.
So that carried over. We didn't get a chance to really hear all of that because we don't have the time here.
There's that Black Sails there, that girl, Eleanor Guthrie. She's a really piece of work. Have you ever seen the show Black Sails on the Stars?
No, I haven't, but one thing I've noticed, and I don't mean to raise my voice here, but you seem to be cutting me off when you express an interest in fondue, and I begin expounding on the subject, and suddenly there's,
create a series
there you go
pirates.
Again.
It was to be done. Weirdly, a world that everybody...
Is this something that you, as a child growing up, that you liked?
Yeah, I mean, on some level, it's the root of everything. It's the root of all the movies that I grew up loving.
That's cool. You got that guy to talk to you.
Yeah,
and I'm so impressed by that, man. You're going in. You're Douglas Viviani, and...
and I wear the shirt, you know, with the logo on it in the left-hand pocket.
You're a big deal now.
Yeah, I'm getting recognized and turned away from places. Left and right now.
All right, there you go. The guy's talking about talking to the creator of the Black Sails. That's John Steinberg. They did a show on the Pirates. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got to tell you, these guys, they got some great interviews. Their friends and family's going crazy. One last one before I get back to your fondue. Let me talk about the Independence Day and this girl, Angelica, singing a song, I think. It's pretty good. Let's listen.
You're the end I love, the land I love, the home I
How do you like that? That's that little Angelica, the six-year-old.
Well, she can certainly carry a tune.
She sure can. We'll be back in a couple of seconds. Everything old again.
The Black Sails.
Yeah, I kind of like this, too.
Yes, you can.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Or can two married men share a studio here and get along together, having the arguments that you love to have here on Everything Old is New Again? What do you think?
I think that was a really very fine analogy you made right there, Barbecue Guy.
All right, so we're getting along.
We
a
are
bit.
Sort of like the odd couple, aren't we?
It's sort of like we're at the bar. We got our, like, you know, the fourth beer and the fourth Beaujolais. What do you drink? The red wine, the white wine? What do you drink?
Well, with fondue, typically you drink white wine, but I sometimes go a little crazy and we'll have some of the red.
Ah, nice to hear that. All right, well, these guys, they had best of shows. They had the best Next Door Neighbor. They had the best TV theme song sitcom. They had the best Bond. They had the TV sitcom. Hard to say these words here.
But you're doing
TV
fine.
TV theme song drama. Let's hear how they came out on all these different shows with the best of.
I would suggest that if we now label him the best next-door neighbor of all time, maybe he will
That's
go ahead
Kramer.
And return
I know that for
our
sure.
call. I'll send him this tape in advance.
So who are the winners?
Okay, Yes, we're in agreement on this. Welcome back, Cotter, with words, Munsters without words.
Even though we haven't mentioned Welcome Back, Cotter until we actually played the clip.
Yeah. All right, Daniel Craig, to me, based on that interview alone, trying to move along the director of the original Iron Man, is the best Bond of all
time. That's your choice.
That's
Daniel
my choice.
Craig. Yay! So we actually agree.
Yes.
Awesome.
Here's the winner. All right, there you go. That's a list there that I think I have to agree with. What do you think about yourself there?
Well, I'm not familiar with many of the subjects they discussed, but I thought the last song was kind of catchy.
Oh, you do? You like that? That's a Hawaii 5-0, unless you're not familiar. That's what that
yes,
is.
Yes, I have heard of Hawaii 5-0.
Good that example is, of Everything Old is New Again. There's a new show now, and they had one in the 70s. I'll just let you know that.
Ah, pertinent.
Yeah. All right, let's listen. They did a little something on Saturday morning cartoons, a little something there.
Quaker presents The Adventures of Quist, the Quasi Energy cereal, versus Quake, the cereal with the power of an earthquake.
You remember those, Mr. Fondugai?
I was a huge Saturday morning cartoon fan.
Ah, me too. What about really? The Quist versus Quake? You go for that?
Oh, I loved Quisp and Quake. Which was your favorite?
I was a Quakeman.
Oh, I was a Quisp.
But this is the thing. That's exactly what it's all about. The arguments you love to have. Because I tell you what, I'll have a Quisp and Quake cereal. I'll give you a little Quake. You give me a little Quisp, but I'll have that too. It's all right.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
That's nice. I did a little show on getting along here. It's nice. Golden Age of Radio. What do you think about that?
Man, that Green Hornet thinks of everything.
You know the guy's name's in a baseball game?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's up first?
Yes.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Now that's the theater of the mind, which is something I bet you that you're into.
Absolutely.
So you like that. You set up a little station there for yourself. You have a little wine and cheese. You put a little Beaujolais on the table, maybe a Pinot Grigio, Pinot Rotten, whatever you might not have there. And Pinot Noir, maybe a little Cabernet Sauvignon, maybe a little bit of Meritage. I mean, I know what's going on here, but anyway.
Barbecue guy, it sounds like you have a hidden camera into my living room.
I'm a man of the world. As long as you got the peanuts, the honey roasted peanuts next to the wine, I'll have some wine with you. How about that?
That sounds
great.
We'll
listen to the nice Golden Age of Radio. They had a show about that as well. Now, this guy Viviani, every Friday morning, goes on this affiliate there, KVGC in Jackson, California. He talks to the host there. What's the name? Jim Guidi. And I don't know. He has a nice time there.
But apparently he leaves Mr. Cohen out of that conversation.
He does. He does all the time. Let's listen to what he got to go here.
Indeed. It's a Friday morning. On the phone with us is our good friend Douglas Viviani, host of Everything Old is New Again, along with David Cohen. Well, Douglas, everybody has been waiting all week long to find out, did you take your first grader to see Jurassic World?
Actually, I did. And one of the
Father of the Year right here, folks. We're talking to him. Father of the Year right here. Okay.
This guy Viviani gets made fun of by this. I say Jim Guidi because in New York we would say Guidi, but he really pronounces his name Jim Guidi, believe it or not. That's the California pronunciation.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, he makes fun of the Viviani for taking his kid to see the Jurassic World. Let me ask you a question. Would you take your kid to see it?
Assuming I had children, I would probably take them to certain films, yes.
All right, good. That was a good film, too. You got to go. Maybe what we'll do is we'll throw it on the VCR while we're playing a little chess. I could play some chess with you.
Can you?
And then I'll go ahead and watch at the same time the background, a little of that movie there. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds delightful.
Excellent. Let's hear another clip of something about their game show. They had a game show or something?
So last week, Loretta, she was a good sport, but couldn't beat Dave?
I challenged that they were good sports in the beginning. The both of them were challenging me as a host and as running the show, if you remember. And for some reason, I think Loretta got a little bit nervous to be on the radio, and they both kind of held a little, well, they tried to have a little mini mutiny on me there, if you remember. But she really held her own for quite a while. It was a lot of fun. But Dave did win, so the challenge is still out there for you, Jim.
I'm ready to go, because I was sitting listening to when you first started the contest, I was just boom, 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 boom. But, yeah, you know, I'm ready to go.
All right, this guy knew all the answers. That guy, Dave, and Loretta had a problem in the beginning. I think I go on the side of this host here. He did a nice job with that game show.
Oh, I agree. Plus, you can't believe that this man, you know, was able to name all of that. I mean, he says he did, but we don't have proof of that.
Well, you know, let me listen, do me a favor. Bring back a message to that fondue guy. This guy, Jim, will have him on the show one day. We'll do a little contest. Him versus your buddy, Dave, a little competition.
I think, as you would say in your world, it's on.
Ah, very good. Nice. Very. I like to hear. You know what? We're getting along nicely. That's good.
I believe we are.
Well, having an argument that you love to have. That's the kind of a thing. These two had arguments about the fairs. Were New York better than California fairs? Let's hear about that.
Talk about excitement. I know you've got that Amador County Fair coming up this weekend.
Yep. The best small county fair in California.
I got to compare it. I would suggest to you, tongue-in-cheek, that East Northport Fair that we have here in New York can't compete. But I'm going to compare it.
So what do you
compare? I know you've got, like, what, a rodeo is a big deal over there, right?
Yep. We got a rodeo Saturday night. Saturday night rodeo sells out.
We have a petting zoo. That's as close as we get to. And you've got, like, livestock competitions.
Oh, yes.
We have a magician for kids, which is the same magician for, like, the last 14 years and hasn't changed the act yet. So that's, that's places to buy things, like the retailers or whatever.
Oh, yeah. There's we have what's called the General Mercantile buildings, different
that
stuff.
That sounds great. We have insurance people, financial people, and real estate sales people all trying to sell you something, and the politicians that are running for office are interspersed in between on the booths. So, again, I think the Amador County Fair beats us on that.
Are you serious? What the hell kind of fair is this?
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, there you go. A little discussion about the fairs in New York versus California.
It seems the chemistry between Doug and this other gentleman seems to work a lot better than Doug and David. So it'd be interesting to see how that evolves.
I doubt that seriously, but the chemistry might be a smidge better than us when we started. But you know what? We're getting along now, so it's all right. That guy's on KVGC. He's on in the mornings, every morning, and that's in Jackson, California. One more time, I think we can meet. The two of us can meet talking about school lunches. They talk about school lunches. Get back to food. Let's talk about it.
All the old lunches from school are coming back to memory. You remember all those lunches? I used to have the Fluffer Nutter peanut butter sandwich, if you remember that one. Now it's turkey tacos, snowballs, the coconut marshmallow-covered chocolate cake. Now it's hummus and pretzel slices.
Did you ever try to eat the cake out of the snowball and just leave the pink or white?
That's like solving a Rubik's Cube, I think. I don't know. So that's what I'll be going through with Angelica. I snuck in a little bit of Mr. Salty pretzels into her lunch today. I hope that doesn't cause a riot at the lunch table.
You may get a call from the school telling you that, investigating you for child endangerment or something. You better find a good lawyer to help you out with this one. This one, you may be in trouble.
I specialize in defending food fights.
There you go. So there's a little something there. With the AVGC crowd out near California. There's all kind of affiliates for this show. They're very happy with the affiliates program. All the affiliates, they try to mention every one of them every so often when they come on board. We love the show. Fondue Guy, anything else to say? A couple 10 seconds here.
Oh, no, other than what turned out to, or started out to be disastrous, I believe has turned into something quite beneficial for both of us.
Sure did. Absolutely. Everything old is new again. Come on back next week. Enjoy your week. It's been such a wonderful time. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.